Welcome to That Other Sports Show with Blake Follinsby and Declan Hughes. We got a good show for you, so stay tuned. We're going to be predicting some NBA games first, NBA game day. So Declan, read the games and we'll predict them.
First off is Bucks-Wizards in...
Looks like it's in Washington.
Yes, Washington.
All right. So I'm not high on the Wizards this year. I think they've been a very shaky team. But every time I predict them to lose, they win. And the Bucks, I think, are off to a very good start. I don't think they'll be able to hold it. But give me the Bucks tonight.
I think the Wizards are a very good team. They have a great duo in John Wall and Bradley Beal. But I think I'm going to give it to the Bucks tonight, just of how dominant Giannis Antetokounmpo is, the Greek freak, whatever. I'm not saying his name right.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes, he is a great player, so I'm going to go with the Bucks. High-scoring game, though.
Yeah.
Next, we got the Hawks 76ers in Philadelphia.
Give me Sixers at home. I think that they're a pretty good team, although apparently Jimmy Butler wants to leave.
But again?
Apparently.
My God.
I heard that somewhere that he wants out. But, I think that the Hawks are just a little too shaky. And I don't think they'll survive in Philly. So give me Sixers by a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sixers by maybe 20. They're just such a good team. And
they're just so good.
Just so good. Next, we got the Nets-Raptors in Toronto. Blake?
Now, I think that the Nets are... They're not really coming back, but I don't think they're as bad as they were a couple years ago. But that doesn't mean they're going to win in Toronto. So give me the Raptors by a lot.
Yep.
Raptors, high scoring, close game. Toronto.
High scoring, close game. Really?
Yeah.
Close game. I'm going to go with the Raptors too. They're Kawhi is nasty and Kyle Lowry. They're a good team.
You mean Lowry?
Same thing. Next, we got the Pacers-Knicks in New York.
You know those Madison Square Garden fans. And although I've been very high on the Pacers this year, they're coming off a loss. And I'm going to pick an upset because, you know, why not? Give me the Knicks.
I'm going to go with the Pacers. It's not hard. An upset, no, not happening. And it won't even be close. I'm just going to go with the Pacers. Cavaliers, Rockets, is that even hard in Houston?
We'll say it on the count of three. One,
two, three. Cavaliers! I'm kidding, of course. Rockets.
I like Rockets by 10.
50.
All
right. I'm kidding. We're going to go like 12 on that. Mavericks, Timberwolves in Minnesota.
It's just mere the Timberwolves really falling apart after they lost Jimmy Butler.
They are. They're, Cat cannot really get along teammates.
We just dropped a Karl Anthony Town action figure, and his basketball that was in his hands rolled out. So there was like some sound going on my phone. That was the basketball that fell out of the action figure's hands.
I didn't even know I still had this. I'm going to go, getting off topic, I'm going to go with the Timberwolves in this one. Is this Dirk Nowitzki's last visit in Minnesota?
I don't know, but I think the Mavericks are a mess. Give me the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm. Next, the Lakers and the Jazz in Utah. Say it on three.
One,
two, three.
Jazz. Lakers.
Really?
I'm kidding. I'm picking the Jazz.
All right.
You guys know how much I've been picking the Jazz this year because I think that they're a really good team and that people should really not take them lightly. I think Jazz at home, they're too hard to stop, so give me the Jazz.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jazz. Big game for Donovan Mitchell. Maybe by 10, 12, 15 points. Hornets Trailblazers in Portland. Is that in Maine? Or
it's Oregon, obviously. Come on. What do you want, man? Yeah, it's Oregon, bro.
Huh. Okay. Go ahead.
Trailblazers. Really nothing else to say, but Trailblazers by a lot.
I'm going to go with an upset. Going with the Hornets.
And what? Actually, give me a second. Kemba is really good.
He has some of the best handles in the league out there. Come on. He's so nasty.
Really close game tonight. Actually, I've changed my mind. Really close game, but I think the Trailblazers will pull it out at home. Charlotte playing in a different time zone. Declan wants to make in front of LeBron James' bedtime. You didn't right there. Jazz Lakers, you didn't make fun of LeBron's bedtime.
Oh, LeBron, is it time to go sleep? Shoo. Yeah, Hornets. Bulls, Warriors in Golden State.
Our game of the day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, okay. Bulls at Warriors.
Lakers, Jazz, that would definitely be my game of the day.
And Trailblazers, Hornets, but that's at the bottom of the list. So. I like the Warriors at home as much as they're kind of like clinging on, and you can see the end of it. You can like see the end of it happening. You can see the end of this dynasty with all the team chemistry problems and the drama going on. But I like the Warriors by a lot tonight.
Yep, I'm gonna go with the Warriors by, say, 30. Bulls a horrible team.
I like it in a close game.
Yeah, Bulls are possibly overtime.
Kind of the reason this is a game of the day. The Bulls were really good in the 80s, and the Warriors are really good now. So yeah, that's NBA game day.
Yep.
Any NBA news, Declan, recently?
Not that I really know of, no.
So, yeah. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Alright, so we're going to continue by rating some sneakers on the Sneaker Crush app. I don't even really need to advertise it anymore because I say it too much. Declan, what are our shoes?
Nike Air VaporMax 2019. Those are women's. Wow. For $190, white and metallic gold.
Declan, what do I keep telling you about rating women's shoes?
They're nice. I can't. No, Legit Looks for Life, a YouTube channel. He always says, look in the women's section just to see if you can cop some heat.
Okay. $190. I don't really love them that much. I'm going to put 3.5 stars out of 5.
I really like these. I'm going to go with a 5 out of 5. I actually went to Foot Locker the other day, I think at Natick Mall, found some Vapor Maxes, asked my dad if he liked them. He liked them. I was pretty impressed.
Sneakerhead.
Yep. All right, sneakerhead poppy in the making. We have the Nike Air Force One Low in the Real Tree colorway. Looks like it has a leaf on it for $110.
I don't have a problem with low top shoes, nor do I have a problem with high top shoes. I don't really care. But I don't really love the design on this, so I'm going to give it 2.5 stars out of 5.
I don't like this at all. I'm going to give it 0.5 stars. I don't like the Air Force One lows. I don't like the Air Forces. But yeah, that's pretty garbage. I don't like that at all. Next we have the Nike Kyrie 5 Concepts for $140 in the Ika Heat colorway. Excuse me? Ika Heat? Ika Het?
Iket, it looks like? I don't know.
Iket? Yeah.
Even sneakerheads can't pronounce these words, guys. They're $20 more than the Kyrie 4s were. I don't hate them. They're okay. But, I'm gonna give them 4 stars out of 5. They're definitely not a 5-star shoe.
I hate the Kyrie 5s.
Really?
Look at the top on that shoe. It has, like, things over the laces. I hate that.
It's a little weird, but I like the Kyrie 4s better, but this is still awesome.
Yeah, I think my favorite Kyries are definitely the 2s.
Yeah, the 2s are nice.
Then the 3s, okay. Then the 1s, then the 4s. Wait, no. No, forget it. I'll say it later. And then, I'm gonna give it maybe a 2, 3 out of 5. Not my favorite shoe at all. Looks really, really weird. Nike PG 2.5s for $110 in the Royal colorway. Is that pink on it? Wow.
Just give me a sec. What is your favorite shoe?
My favorite shoe? Yeezy 350 V2 Beluga. The one with the orange stripe on it, the gray ones. Great shoe. I love those so much.
We've had those on the show, I think. I think we both gave them 5. I can't really remember, though.
Kyrie 4 Lucky Charms are good, though. Yeah. Those are nice, too.
I've said I love what Paul George and Nike are doing. I've said it a million times on the show every time we have a Nike PG.
You can't say it enough.
Give me 5 stars.
I'm going to give that 5 stars.
And the prices are perfect, too.
Yeah. Good prices, completely. Actually, my friend had just gotten these Yeezy Statics for $450. Adidas Yeezy Boost 350 V2s, the non-reflective, static colorway for $220. Kanye's shoes.
Kanye. Running for president. I don't really...
Kanye 2020.
Do you like Kanye?
Sure.
He's kind of a bad person. But I'll give it 3.5 stars.
That's a little... No, we don't bring politics into this.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I'll give it 3.5 stars. I just don't love the colorway on it. I think it's a little bland.
I'm going to give it 5 stars. It's a really nice shoe. I don't wear white shoes anymore.
Oh, yeah. Declan, want to tell them about the time that you stepped in mud?
So, I was late for my bus. I'm running to my bus.
Yes.
It was a muddy day. It had just rained. I was wearing my new white shoes. My mother told me not to. My mother was smart. She told me not to. I should have listened to her. I didn't listen to her. I wore them on the muddy day. They got muddy. I sent a picture to my father. I asked if I could get new ones. He said yes. I got new ones. End of story.
All right, so do you have any more for us?
Let's go two more. Nike Air Force One Low X Off Whites for $170 in the 10. Oh, yeah, that's part of the 10 collab. I love that.
Oh, yeah, I think it's pretty cool, too. I'm going to give this 3 stars out of 5.
That's a really nice shoe. I don't like the Air Force One Lows again, but, you know, off-white. Let's give it 3.5, maybe. It's a nice shoe. Last one. Let's see. Oh, that's an ad. Nike Zoom Fly Off-Whites for $170 in the 10. Part of the 10.
I don't love the... Sorry, I don't feel good.
You're fine.
I don't love this shoe. I don't love... I like the 10s a lot, but this one... I don't know, this is a little unsettling. I'm gonna give it 3 stars. Just another 3-star.
I'm going to give that 5 stars. I love that.
Really?
It's a great shoe. I mean, I don't wear all black, but if I did...
It says foam, like, in speech marks.
Yeah, I like that. So, that's all for shoes. Yeah. Yes.
We'll be back. This team's trash, our next segment. Declan, do you think the Green Bay Packers, that's your team today, Declan, do you think they're trash?
I don't really think they're trash. They have Randall Cobb, who's a great wide receiver, and he can really do anything when he gets the ball in his hands, and he's a great runner. He can do anything, and Aaron Rodgers is very accurate with the ball. There's really nothing more you can say on him. He's just a great player, historic player, great guy too. Lots of State Farm stuff.
It's hard to call a team with Aaron Rodgers, who has wide receivers, running backs around him, in a decent defense. You can't really call them trash. I know they're I don't want to say their chemistry, but their coaching is tough. They just fired Mike McCarthy, just let him go after the Cardinals game.
Yeah.
And they need to find a new head coach, and I don't know, I think they're going to struggle getting someone who can work with Aaron Rodgers like Mike McCarthy did. I know in the last couple of years it really wasn't working out when he had to go, but at this point they got to find the next Mike McCarthy. And it's going to be a few years, and maybe it'll be past Aaron Rodgers' prime. So, yeah, I don't think they're trash, but I think that they need better coaching. I think that they need someone who can, not really mentor Rodgers, but work with him like Mike McCarthy used to. But, yeah, do you think it was right firing Mike McCarthy?
I don't think it was right firing Mike McCarthy. They definitely should have stayed with him. He's a great coach, and he's really, all in all, just a great guy, too. He, good coach, and he just had so much, he done so much for them, in past years, and you hate to see them let him go.
I mean, yeah, but you could feel the time was right. They're struggling, and you could kind of see they weren't really working as a team. They weren't really working as well as a team as they used to be. Like, this year, the drama, the coaching changes, yeah. But, yeah, I think they did the right thing. I think that, I don't think they'll find another coach that will be able to work with Rodgers as well. But, yeah, Declan, any closing thoughts?
Nope.
All right, we'll be right back. that's the end of that other sports show for today. We hope you enjoyed. Quick episode, but yeah. See you next time.